Well, hey, coming up very soon, the Pottawatomie County Fair in Avoca will be going on July 15th through July 20th with lots of fun activities for folks to enjoy, lots of great foods to eat, and of course, some great opportunities for the youngsters to shine. We're going to talk a little bit about that with East Pottawatomie County Extension Director Jill Cadle this morning. Jill, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. How has fair preparation gone?
Oh, it's been going in full swing. Pretty busy time of year, and it's going smooth this year. So we're pretty excited about that and can't wait for the fair to come up here in a couple weeks.
I'm kind of curious to draw back the curtain and take a look behind the stage real quick. For you and your staff, is it tougher to prepare for fair or tougher to get through fair week?
I would say there's a lot of work that goes on the backside for getting to the fairgrounds, and sometimes that's the hardest part, is just getting to the fair. So making sure that every 4-H youth has all of their unique needs, and making sure that the stage is set for each event. So sometimes just getting there is the big obstacle.
Yeah, I'm always impressed by how much time it must take to coordinate all the events. And now when I say events, I'm not just talking about the things that people enjoy during the fair. It's the check-ins, the weigh-ins, all the things that have to happen to make the fair run smoothly.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of checks and balances, a lot of making sure that every child has met the expectations of being a 4-H'er or an FFA member, making sure that the appropriate trainings have been taken care of, making sure that the appropriate, you know, for a poultry show like last night, we had to have all of our poultry exhibitors come in and do what's called a PT test on their chickens to make sure that they do not have the petroleum typhoid disease and are suitable to come to the county fair. So there's a lot of checks and balances, a lot of things that have to happen pre-fair to ensure a positive youth environment during the fair.
Yeah, you have to have a solid staff willing to get that done, but you have to have a good fair board too that's willing to step in.
Absolutely, absolutely. Our fair board's been working really hard on the ground, continuing to make improvements, continuing to promote activities for the youth, trying to bring in some new events, have some great lineups for the grandstand. I encourage everybody to check the PottawatomieCountyFair.org to see the full schedule and to see what opportunities there are to bring their families down to the grounds. The Pottawatomie County Fair is free to get on to the grounds, and then there is a small fee for families to attend the grandstand events, but there's so much to do on the grounds, and taking all of that in is a great opportunity for everyone in the county.
Well, this is the 130th time you've done this, so I think you've pretty well got her down pat now. But let's talk a little bit about some of the things, because we always make some changes, it seems like, over time. Are there any major changes this year?
They've been working on various events. I really can't say as far as the show itself. They've now got a mutton bustin' following a mechanical bull. Coming up at the fair on Saturday, July 18th, which that'll be new this year. So different activities, you know, I know they've been working on some cement work on the grounds and just continuing to update and modify it. So,
yeah, we've seen some improvements here over the last few years, and they're always noticed. People enjoy being able to visit the fair and see what's new. And let's talk about some of the activities and things that are going on, too. You mentioned, like, for example, Saturday, July 18th, they'll do some mutton busting. They also have figure eight races that night, but there's all kinds of different types of things. There's music show coming up on Friday, July 17th. On Thursday, there's the tractor pull and some of those activities. They always draw pretty well, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. And there's a huge following in Southwest Iowa for tractor pulls, so it gives them a good location, a great track to pull on, some wonderful stands to sit in. So we look forward to seeing what they accomplish there.
You bet. Well, when it comes to some of the livestock events, is the schedule pretty much the same as it has been?
Yes, absolutely. We'll start with our first large animal show will be on Thursday. I guess it's not a large animal, but our poultry show will be our first show at 9 a.m. on Thursday. And then we'll have a livestock judging contest. So the 4-H and FFA youth from around are welcome to come in and participate in that contest. On Friday the 17th at 8 a.m., we'll start off with the goat show, and the sheep show will follow. On Saturday morning will be our beef show starting at 9 a.m., and then on Sunday, July 19th, starting at 7:30 a.m., we'll do the swine show, and that should wrap up all of our shows during the fair.
Sure. Well, without getting into specific details, how do the numbers look pretty good for most of the livestock shows? Are you staying pretty consistent?
We are staying pretty consistent and even growing. So that's great to see.
Yeah, we don't hear that all the time. That's great. That's an excellent deal there. Do you have a lot of 4-H'ers and FFA youth participating again this year?
We do. I think yesterday we prepared some fair packets. And I think there were close to 200 packets prepared to go out from our clovers on up through our high school aged 4-H and FFA members to get all those out. So a great numbers. And it's fun to see the kids learn something new and engage in these activities during the summer.
Yeah, well, it's great that they come out and watch the livestock shows, whether it's large or small, but we also want to encourage folks to come out and check out all the exhibits that are out there, too. A lot of work for these youngsters for fair goes into, happens earlier, and they bring those projects into fair, and they put a lot of work into those.
Yes, they do. The hours spent in the barn cannot be counted. The bonds that these youth make with their animals is amazing, and just watching it all flow is so incredibly fun to see. Watching their hard work pay off in the show ring, watching their smiles, you know, what one child may have a fear of their calf at the beginning, and through perseverance at the end, being able to walk that calf with no fears and being able to provide, you know, show what they've learned and talk about their projects is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And we also want to encourage folks on Monday, July 20th to come out for the premium auction. This is the opportunity to really show support.
Yes. Our youth put in a lot of hard work into their projects, and having the community and business support to reward these youth at our premium auction is welcomed. They deserve all the recognition that they can get, and we would love to have people there at the sale barn when the youth are bringing their animals in on Monday, July 20th.
You bet. Well, and I don't want to gloss over too many things, but there are lots of other activities going on during the course of the week, too. There's a Fair Olympics. There's wood carving demos. There's some tethered hot air balloon rides. They've got all kinds of different types of things going on. But one of the things we don't want to skip over, the food. Everybody comes to the fair also for the food, Jill, and I assume it's going to be good again this year.
Absolutely. Our 4-H and FFA food stand will be rolling every day during the fair. You can find that down by the barn area. They on Thursday night, July 16th, there will be a food truck night. So I encourage everybody to come down and get some great eats at the fair and enjoy all of the activities on the ground.
All right, very good. And plenty of things to eat, and you can eat your way through a fair. That's pretty easy. We usually spend the week after fair losing the weight we put on during.
Right, right, yes.
That goes for all of us, I guess. Very good. Well, the 130th Annual Pottawatomie County Fair going on July 15th through July 20th. You can catch a lot of those different activities. And Jill, if they want to know more, can they find that online?
Yes, if you want to know more about what's going on the fair, you can visit PottawatomieCountyFair.org, and there is a full schedule there.
All right, the Pottawatomie County Fair in Avoca coming up here very soon. Jill Cadle with us here this morning. Jill, thanks for all that you and your staff and volunteers do. We appreciate you putting on a great show, and we hope you have a wonderful county fair.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing everyone out there.